A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Membeis, Baba Basra 42a, pagination is 83, starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up. Our Mishnah is going to outline different halachas relating to the word chazaka. Chazaka, as we've been using it, meant that a person was on a piece of real estate for 3 years. He has a claim as to why he is there. It was gifted to him from the original owner, or he purchased it from the original owner, or it's been in his family forever. He has a claim, and when someone else comes and complains that he's on the land with the claim that he is the original owner, this current resident says, I'm there for 3 years, and I once had documentation, or my father once had documentation. I don't have the documentation, but I have been here for 3 years, and no one's been complaining. So if he has a claim, documentation, on a sale, a gift, some explanation, so then because he's been there for 3 years, there are many applications where he's going to get to keep the land. There are another two types of chazakas, in terms of the word chazaka, which our Mishnah is going to include in this Mishnah and explore. One of them is called cheskas metaltalin, where if a person is holding on to an object, a movable object, a pen, a spoon, a pot, we assume that it's his. If he has it, we assume it's his. Unless there's some reason that would explain why this item is in his possession without it being his. Likewise, going back to the original case, the chazaka that we've been dealing with of 3 years, in many cases, he's going to get the land because he's been on it for 3 years. Unless there's an explanation as to why this item, the land, is in his possession, so to speak, for 3 years. And if we have an explanation why it's like that, then suddenly his chazaka no longer has that provocative edge to it. I was on it. Why didn't you complain if it's really yours? As a proof it's not yours. If we can explain why he was on it and it didn't cause any objection to the original owner, then that being on it for 3 years is no longer a proof. A third application of the word chazaka is that when a person is gifting a piece of real estate to someone else, there's a word, chazaka, which means show ownership as an act of acquisition, as an act of chazaka, of kinyan. And this is the concept that we have, that real estate can be acquired bekesef bishtar uva chazaka, through money, through a document which is transferred from seller to buyer, or by the buyer doing an act that shows that he's the owner, such as fencing the area in, changing the lock, doing something that shows ownership, and that also is called a chazaka. Obviously, that chazaka is an instantaneous chazaka. It happens right now. It doesn't need to happen for 3 years. And it's done by the agreement of both parties, witnessed. And it's a totally different chazaka. This is not a proof. It's an act of acquisition. Let's see the Mishnah. Ha'umnin, craftsmen, ve'ashutfim, and partners, v'ho'arisin, and sharecroppers, v'apetrupin, and caretakers, ein lohem chazaka, they don't have the concept of chazaka apply to them. Rashbam explains that we're talking about the chazaka that proves that you're the owner, And we're actually talking about two different types of chazakas here. Craftsmen are people who work on movable objects. Rashbam says we're not talking about real estate in this case. We're talking about movable objects, but it's been entrusted to the craftsman, and the craftsman has it for a period of time, and now he claims he owns it, and the proof is it's by me. And that's not really a good proof. We're still going to need to clarify the matter, because if you give your shoes in to a craftsman to be fixed, and he's a craftsman in fixing shoes, then the fact that the shoes are on his shelf don't prove that they're his. A person brings a pot to be fixed, a car to the mechanic. So in our time, a car also has a deed, etc. But even without that, the fact that the item is by the craftsman doesn't prove it belongs to the craftsman. And that's the type of chazaka the Rashbam says we're referring to. And it's not going to apply in this case because we can explain why the item is by him. Continuing in the Mishnah, though, these remaining cases are indeed cases of real estate. V'ashutfim, people who are partners in land, and one of them is there for 3 consecutive years, that does not prove that it's his, because it could very well be that they made a deal, you eat 3 years or 5 years or 10 years, and then I'll get it for the same number of years. And therefore, the fact that a person who's allowed to be there is there doesn't prove that it's his. Fuharisim, referring to sharecroppers, a person who's there for a number of years doesn't prove that he's not on that land in the typical arrangement that he's been making with the landowners of this area. Because sharecroppers certainly sometimes give an annual share to the owner, but sometimes they take it for a number of years and then they continue working and the other years go entirely to the owner. And therefore, this type of person who is an aris cannot prove based on being on the land for 3 years that it's his. He would have to show documentation that it was indeed sold to him. And of course, caretakers, people who are on the land on behalf of the owner, either because they were court appointed or because they were owner appointed, at some point he could turn around and claim, I'm here for 3 years, it's mine. And our Mishnah says we would reject that claim because we know why you were there, and therefore your being there is not a chazaka. The Mishnah continues, Lo le'ish chazaka b'nechsei ishto. Similarly, a man does not have a chazaka in the property of his wife because he's allowed to harvest the fruit of his wife's property. It still remains fundamentally hers. And if he predeceases her, then she gets her property back. If he divorces her, she gets her property back. Just because he's been harvesting it during the marriage doesn't prove it's his. V'lo le'isha chazaka b'nechsei bailo. And similarly, a woman does not have a chazaka in the property of her husband. Just because she's been taking care doesn't mean it has become hers. V'lo le'av b'nechsei haben, v'lo le'ben b'nechsei ha'av. A father in the property of son, a son in the property of the father, it's normal for them to reach out and help. And therefore, after 3 years of their helping out, there's no claim that it's theirs. They would need documentation if indeed it changed hands. The Mishnah concludes, "Bamed devarim amurim b'machzik." That all applies when we're trying to prove ownership as a result of a chazaka, either a cheskes metaltalim, I have it, or the cheskes gimel shanim of karka for 3 years by real estate. Ava benosein matana, but a person gives a gift and says to the other person, Lechazeku kni, go do a kinyan, it'll be yours. That's an act of acquisition, a kinyan. V'ho'achim shechalku, or brothers who inherited property from their father, and they want everybody to do a kinyan on the part of the land that's been divided to that brother, so that the division that they discussed orally should now be binding. V'amachzik b'nechsei hager, or a person who's doing a kinyan in the property of a convert who died and does not have any relatives to inherit it, and therefore it's available to be acquired by somebody, so he's doing a chazaka. Noal v'godar uparatz, if he fixed the door, if he fenced it in, or if he knocked down a breach, showing ownership, kol shehu, even a little bit, harezu chazaka, that's an act of acquisition, and that does not need 3 years, but it happens immediately based on the person's actions. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.